The curtain of secrecy is coming back slightly on employee misconduct at the Department of Justice. The DOJ's Office of Inspector General is now posting summaries of its employee investigations on its website. Michael Horowitz is Inspector General at DOJ and Chair of the Council of the Inspectors General on Integrity and Efficiency, and here to talk about the new policy. General Horowitz, thank you very much for coming on the program today. Tell me about the what these investigation summaries will have, what will be posted online.
It's good to be here, Francis. And what the summaries do is provide an overview of the investigation, the allegation that we received, the investigation that we conducted, and the findings that we made substantiating that misconduct, in fact, occurred.
How will someone reading that information, or will someone reading that information, be able to connect what they see with a specific case? Will that be possible, and will it be will that make a difference one way or the other, I suppose?
Well, in undertaking these steps, what we've tried to do is balance the importance of transparency and the public's right to know what is going on and what kind of work we're doing with the laws that protect individual privacy. So we've tried to write them up in a way that allows people to understand the facts and the circumstances while not putting forward the individual's names.
The balance, that seems to be a reasonable balance, because one of the complaints that I hear when I go and do media talking about the federal government outside the Beltway is we, and when I say we, I mean the average citizen walking down the street in America, doesn't have much of a sense or much confidence that when somebody engages in misconduct in the federal government, there's accountability for it. Is that the gist of what you're trying to get at here, Michael?
That's certainly one of the important parts of what we're trying to do. Individuals, whether they're within the agency at the Justice Department or in the public at large, should know that individuals are being held accountable, particularly those at high levels in the department, that they're being held accountable when they, in fact, engage in misconduct.
Was there one particular incident, whether it was injustice or outside, that prompted you to want to start to look at this? Or has this been an evolution over time where you decided that this was now we're at the stage where this is something that we should do?
No, this evolved over time. This is something I've been here, as you know, 3 years now. And one of the things I observed is that we were regularly sending reports with summaries like this to the Congress, and thought it was important that we make that kind of information, where we can do it, consistent with the Privacy Act, public. And so that's how it evolved over time.
Is there significance in your mind to your role as the chair of SIGI, as far as what you would like to see your colleagues in the Inspector General community do across government, or are you just going to do this on your own and let everybody else do what they're going to do?
Well, I'm doing this on my own, and of course, in the community, we share ideas and share our thoughts and views, but each of us has been appointed to run our agency. Every agency has different issues. So it's important that I do what's the right thing to do, in my view, for the organization that I oversee, and we talk as a community. I've talked about this before I did it with several of my colleagues, and of course each of us will now make the decisions how we proceed further.
What were the discussions like inside your office about getting to the way that you're going to make this information public?
Well, we spent a fair amount of time here thinking about how to rightly balance the two issues that you referenced, the transparency and the need to be transparent and hold individuals accountable on the one hand versus what the law provides in terms of protecting individual privacy. And so much of the back and forth and discussion within our own office was about making sure we got that balance right.
The Washington Post reports that your Chief of Staff, Senior Counsel Jay Lerner, described these changes to Congress, and the Post story says, here's the universe of administrative misconduct cases that will now be public. Lerner wrote, one, members of the Senior Executive Service and employees at GS-15 and above, assistant U.S. attorneys in which the Office of Inspector General found misconduct and no prosecution resulted, or two, high-profile investigations or where there may be otherwise significant public interest as determined by the OIG. For that second one, General Horowitz, is there a formula that you and your team can look at, or is this a case where you're going to call them as you see them?
No, it'll be case by case in those situations. So it'll depend on a variety of factors. For example, we sent a summary out following our work on the Cartagena events back in 2012 with regard to some of our findings there. We did a summary. Your listeners may recall the event where the student in San Diego was kept in jail by DEA and left there. That gained public attention. We put that report out. So we will do this as they arise and as it becomes apparent to us which category these events fall into.
To the employees of the Justice Department that may be hearing this or following this chain of events, what can you say to them about how you considered the possibility of transparency, especially in cases as you talked about the issue of privacy? What can you say to those employees about how the concept of privacy was considered?
Well, we thought carefully about the question of, for example, whose information or which events that impacted particular employees, how high a level and at what level should they be, where they fit into the category, that there would be a presumption that we would make those public. And that's why we chose the GS-15 level and above, so that they were senior officials in the Justice Department, more senior individuals, employees, higher pay scale employees. And those, in our view, it was important to get the message out there that individuals at a high level of the department were being held accountable. And also, putting these reports out has a deterrent effect, so that the public can see and the employees at the department can see what kind of conduct we are dealing with and what our findings are, and that, in fact, that kind of conduct has consequences.
Is it fair to characterize this as a test or a pilot or a preliminary project that could grow to encompass more people in the workforce, or is what we see what we get and this is how you expect the parameters of this disclosure to be moving forward?
We're not necessarily viewing it as a pilot program, but like any steps we undertake to become more transparent and put more information out there, we'll obviously continue to assess where we are and how things are proceeding, and we will, I'm sure, get questions both internally and externally, whether it's from the press, the public, the Congress, others, about some of the decisions and judgments we make, and if we should reassess it or refine it, we ought to be able to do that and willing to do that.